Welcome to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. What does Polonaise mean? A Polonaise is a piece of music that originated in Poland. There was a young pianist named Friedrich Chopin who lived in Poland, and he loved writing pieces that reflected his heritage and native country. He was inspired by their folk music and dances, like the polka, and decided to develop his own kind of Polish music. Here's an example of Chopin using those ideas in a piece called a Polonaise. That's the Heroic Polonaise by Friedrich Chopin. Chopin's music sounds like a flurry of notes, a whirlwind flying up and down and around. He really enjoyed making different sounds with the piano. Can you hear the notes that sound like raindrops in this piece called his Raindrop Prelude? That repeating lower note below the melody is the sound of continuous raindrops. That piece is the Raindrop Prelude by Friedrich Chopin on Your Classical Adventures, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you download podcasts. A lot of Chopin's music imitates nature and different dance styles, including marches and mazurkas. However, this last piece is about something that Chopin didn't usually write about. What do you imagine Chopin was writing about in this piece? Do you have any guesses on what inspired him to write this waltz? One day, Chopin's friend showed up with a little dog who was running around the yard, and Chopin decided to write a piece that sounded like a little dog running around. That piece is sometimes referred to as the Little Dog Waltz. Thanks for learning about Chopin's music with me today. And thanks for listening to Your Classical Adventures from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kids or wherever you get podcasts.